Hello! This audio file is part of the Retheorizing Capitalism Funfair that takes place at Tampere University at the end of October 2023. My name is Henna Elisa Ventovirta and I will be facilitating the workshop called Retheorizing Capitalism as Reparation as part of the Funfair program. With this recording, I invite you to an exploration that engages different senses of your body. Furthermore, I invite you to pay attention to your environment and to reflect on how the concepts and ideas that you connect with capitalism and or post-capitalism manifest around and within you in the material, relational and bodily world that we inhabit. This audio exploration has three parts. First, we will center in our bodies. Second, we will open up to the surrounding environment. And third, last but not least, we will connect our bodily sensations with our observations about the environment and apply them to rethinking capitalism and its aftermath. As a practical note, I invite you to do the exploration outside of your home, for example, in a place of the city or village you live in or are visiting at the moment. However, if this is not available for you, feel free to do the exploration indoors at home. You will find a way to apply the contents of this audio file to where you are at. Then I have a short emotional disclaimer. I have prepared this audio file in a way that suits people from different backgrounds and life situations. However, if you should feel overly activated or triggered by anything in this audio, please stop. Please stop the exercise and do something soothing, something that helps to reground yourself. In case that you should get overly activated, it might be helpful to brush your arms with your hands. Feel your feet or sit bones touching the ground, shaking out, touching your hands firmly, and returning to your breath. Thank you for joining me. Let's begin. 1. Centering in your body. I invite you to drop into the present, into the now. Feel your feet or sits bones. Observe your breath. You don't need to change it. Just observe. Watch behind your shoulders, left and right, up and down. If sight is available for you, you might want to soften your gaze now. This means not focusing on anything in particular, but trying to see everything all at once in a soft way. Also, if you feel comfortable doing it, you might also want to close your eyes. If sight is not available for you, feel free to soften your eyeballs in their sockets and shift to other senses. Remember your breath. Now, I invite you to feel your fingers, feel your feet. Can you wriggle them softly? Keep breathing. And then send your breath into the parts of your body that you might not feel so well. It might be the back of your head, your shoulder blades, your calves, your neck, any part of your body that you would like to pay attention to. And while you do that, connect again with your feet or your sits bones. Do you notice something shifting? How is your breath now. Part two, tuning into the environment. Now I invite you to feel your skin. How is the temperature on your skin? The temperature around you? What kind of clothing do you feel on your skin? Is there a taste that lingers in your mouth? What can you smell? Keep returning to your breath. And then, what can you hear around you, inside of your body? While you keep exploring the environment and the connection of your body with different senses, do you notice associations? Certain emotions or other bodily sensations surfacing? What kind of information do your senses give you about the place you are in now? If sight is available for you and you had your eyes closed, please open them. Then return to the soft gaze. Receive the quality of light and shapes that are around you. Is there a movement that you can perceive around you? Keep breathing and observe what happens. How does it feel to observe the environment through a soft gaze or through other senses, by hearing, smelling, feeling the temperature? Now you might let your attention linger on details. Stay curious. Which senses do you use? Which senses guide your attention? What details catch your attention? What details can you hear, smell, see, feel? What is maybe absent? And then keep returning to your body. Which senses do you pay attention now? Which not? Is there a part of the environment that you are paying attention to, and part of the environment that you are not paying attention to? Keep returning to your body and your sensations. This shifting between your body and the environment will help you bridge your sensations and the world around you. What happens? Then take a break for a moment. Shake it off, or change your direction. Maybe you take a couple of steps or move otherwise in space to reorient. Three, application. Now we will connect our bodily sensations with our observations about the environment and apply them in rethinking capitalism and its aftermaths. Observation practice part one. Think about what you connect with capitalism. What is it that you know of it? Let your thoughts and associations travel free for a moment. Then check in with your body. How might capitalism be present in where you are now? In your body? around you, in what you can hear, sense, maybe see, in the objects you touch and use, in your interactions, in the interactions that you observe, in the digital devices and media you use, maybe even in your thoughts and projections about the future, around you, in the groups and communities you're engaged with. You might want to have a walk or move in the space where you are in any way available for you. While you do this observation practice, keep moving between your bodily sensations and the environments, your thoughts, and again your sensations. What happens? Is there one thing that you especially connect with capitalism as you know it? Choose one, linger in it. How does that manifest through your bodily sensations, in the environment around you? Is it in a certain detail? Stay with it for a moment and then let it go. Take a break, shake it out. Let your attention flow for a moment without a focus. Maybe you change the spot you wear. Maybe you move in a different direction. Stop, change your front, take a breath. Then, let's continue. We're almost done. Observation practice part 2. Often we hear that capitalism is everywhere in contemporary societies, in the food we eat, in the clothes we wear, in the relationships, even in our bodies and our dreams. Some of you might have heard the quote that it is easier to imagine the end of the world than to imagine the end of capitalism. Following the work of J.K. Gibson Graham, I would like to trouble that notion for a moment. So please, let's return to your sensations. And let's pay attention to what is around, behind, above, between, and within us. Let's get curious about what else is there. You might want to move in a different direction, change your focus or front. And now I invite you to see or perceive with other senses what else is present. Can you observe things, relations, actions, beings that function independent of capitalism, outside of it or at its outskirts? I repeat this. Can you observe things, relations, actions, beings, thoughts that function independent of capitalism, outside of it, or at its outskirts? Take a moment to explore this. Is it maybe something in your body, in the environment around you, in your relationships, things and objects that you are connected with, other living entities, communities, thoughts, infrastructures, ideas, practices, something that goes beyond or already or has always existed outside of capitalist logic? What can you sense? What do you notice? Stay curious. What else is there? Is there one thing that you especially connect with? If yes, linger in it. How does that manifest through your sensations? What associations or other thoughts come up? What questions? Take a moment to be with those. Then let it go. Take a break. Shake it. Let your attention flow again without a focus. We are slowly coming to an end. So, thank you for joining this exploration. After we have finished, I invite you to take a moment to reflect upon the experience of this audio journey. You might want to write something down, make a voice recording with your phone. You might want to draw, move, or otherwise embody what you just experienced. If questions came up, note them. Then also think about what would you like to share with the group about this experience in the workshop. Also, if anything special came up or if anything should emerge, feel free to contact me. My contact details are provided in the course Moodle site. Wonderful. You are listening to an audio file of the Retheorizing Capitalism Fun Fair that will take place at Tampere University in October. This was a tuning in preparation to the workshop session called Retheorizing Capitalism as Reparation. Until we meet, stay curious and take care.